They were seated at the table in the crafternoon room with a large chicken pot pie and a pot of cinnamon tea. While the blizzard was gone and the town had dug out, New England was having a polar vortex-driven cold snap where the temperatures read 10 degrees below zero but felt like 30 below. Lindsay had been in charge of the food this week, and she had decided they needed to carbo-load to fight off the chilly temps.
"Speaking of unlikable, what's the update on Lydia Armand and Kirk Duncan?" Nancy asked.
"Oh, wait for me,"
Beth cried as she hurried into the room. She was dressed as a big old bumblebee, and Lindsay suspected she had chosen bees as the theme for story time because she was longing for spring. Beth unzipped her extra-large yellow hooded sweatshirt, upon which she had sewn thick black stripes and wings on the body and antenna on the hood.
"That's better. What did I miss?"
"We were just pivoting from discussing strangers on a train to Lydia Armand and Kirk Duncan," Nancy said.
"What is happening with them?" Beth asked.
"After what they did to my brother, I hope they're getting exactly what they deserve," Mary said.
She stabbed a cherry tomato in her salad like it was an enemy's eye.
"Not to mention that poor Henry Standish."
Lindsay agreed with her. They had a lot to answer for, which, according to Emma, there would be. The case had gathered more and more evidence, and it appeared even the affluent and powerful Jasmine Bellamy wouldn't be able to save them. Not that she had tried. According to her attorney, the two of them had operated without her knowledge or consent. Yeah, right.
"Lydia has been charged with the murder of Henry Standish," Lindsay said. "After he discovered she was planning to flee town and let him take the fall for all of it, Kirk had a change of heart and confessed all to Emma. He stole the book from the silent auction, forcing them to update the program in the final hours. He was supposed to pass it off to Lydia at the conference, but he panicked, thinking security was onto him, and hid it under my seat during the Wainwright lecture."
"Not skilled in the criminal arts, is he?" Nancy asked.
"No."
"So it was Kirk who kidnapped Sully?" Beth asked.
"Yes. He'll be tried as an accomplice in the murder, and he'll have to answer for kidnapping Sully, so it's not looking rosy for Kirk either, but the murder charge is all Lydia's."
"Robbie said the entire case was a perfect example of Occam's razor," Violet said.
She glanced at Lindsay, who rolled her eyes. "He got lucky declaring it was Lydia early on," she said. "He's going to crow about that forever, isn't he?"
"Yes,"
Violet laughed, and the others joined in. Lindsay grinned. She supposed it was a small sacrifice for everything to have turned out all right. Sully was home. Holden Barclay was going to get his books back, and Henry's murderer had been caught and his reputation restored.